Israeli intelligence officers have made nearly 100,000 telephone calls to the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, telling them to vacate their homes and cooperate with the Israeli army or brace themselves for tougher days to come.
I will not vacate my house, no matter what happens. My children get scared when we receive these telephone calls by the Israelis telling that they will bomb our house and that we must leave.
Human rights organizations have accused Israel of violating the basic human right of safety in one's own home.
Residents in the Gaza Strip received about 90,000 calls from the Israel army. All of these calls threatened them and asked them to evacuate their homes in preparation for bombing. This is a severe violation against the safety civilians in the Gaza Strip.
Since the start of air and missile strikes on Saturday, Israel has killed close to 400 Gazans and injured 2,000 others, many of them women and children. International activists say that anyone in Gaza is a potential target for Israelis and that no one in Gaza should feel safe.
Israel is absolutely unleashed. What it's doing here is off the scale, and it seems that nothing is sacred, nobody is safe. These are massive human rights violations, and I think that the Israeli leadership should watch their backs because they will be held accountable for the crimes that they are committing against humanity. There can't be one law for Israel and another for the rest of the world.
Analysts believe that Israel is trying to weaken the morale of Gazans by waging a psychological war.
I think this is part of the psychological warfare and propaganda that Israel is using in order to weaken the popular support of the Palestinian resistance movement in the Gaza Strip and in order to affect the steadfastness of the people of Gaza.
Many here believe that if an Israeli ground incursion does take place, which seems likely considering Israel's mass deployment of tanks and artillery near the borders with Gaza, the death toll of the Palestinians will be in thousands. Israel claims that the attacks are conducted to stop rocket firing from Gaza. As the new year approaches, Gazans will only be witness to more attacks and bloodshed. As Israel has rejected international calls for a two-day truce in the Gaza Strip to allow in humanitarian aid. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.